I'm Alan Watts, and we're cutting through the matrix with a question to see if Luciferianism is the same as Satanism. And you've got to understand that the concept of both is a dialectic, because, of course, back in ancient Egypt, they had really worked out well. They used the sun god, Ra, and sometimes they said the hidden god behind all of that you could see. They used symbols for what you could see. And the sun represented light, of course, and Horus was the offspring of Osiris. And so the offspring is often called the son of, or the son of light, the light bringer, or the morning star is another term they use for it as well in other writings. But in Jewish or Hebrew religion or mythology, Satan worked for God. But he was sent out like a prosecutor to tempt you, and then like a sting operation, and then report you.
That's why he was an angel, right?
That's right. Now Lucifer, on the other hand, supposedly was a creation of the deity that literally did rebel, believing that he had superior intellect and he had the right to be God himself. And the boast of Satan was that he would rise higher than all the gods that had ever been. Through his pure intellect and the understanding of nature, which really means the breaking down things into science, understanding science. Pure intellect. So Lucifer is always a symbol of masonry or theosophy or the previous names that all the same movements have had down through the ages for pure intellect. Pure intellect above all the darkness, the profane, it means those who live in the darkness. They're base people, they have little understanding, and so they're in darkness. They're not in the knowing.
So the knowing. Marian is just the sun?
It's a symbol only for these top people of pure logic, intellect, and intellect combined. That's why they use that symbol of the light. The light has always symbolized understanding. And therefore, those who understand, they believe, have the right, are gods. What is a god? Break down what a god is. A god is someone with incredible power over others. You rise to the top through cunning and skill, even Darwinism, to the top. So you're proven you are an ultimate survivor. You can manipulate others to get to the top and then rule them. You have the power then over life and death of people, who gets born, who will not get born, who will die, how many people will die, whole nations can die. That's called raw physical power. Right. You can command anything to be done physically, and it will be done. You understand there's many ways of viewing a god. You can have a stone image in some tribes, and that's a god. Or you can have literally a combination of men who've risen to the top with a massive organization backing them, who now command, they're now the captains of industry for the entire planet. Some of them own the entire food supply of the world. They're godlike in their powers, and they believe they're illumined because they're the only ones who are truly in on the agenda. The rest of us who are outside are kind of groping in the darkness and going up towards the dawn, as they say, the in-between stage of understanding. Where they're the only ones, since they make the agenda, they give us our realities, they give us our media, they're the only ones who really do know what's going on. We're given substitutes or excuses or, as I say, partial truths, but never the whole truth, never the whole truth, you know.
Thanks, Alan.
From myself, Alan Watt. This good night to me, your God or your gods go with you.